The Truth News Network. Identity politics is poisoning the American well of freedom.
There is an antidote.
It's right here at TNN, Truth News Network. For today's chapter, here's Dan Newman.
And in today's chapter, it's especially going to be neat for you baseball fans. We're going to talk about some baseball history while we're visiting today. First of all, let me say hello and welcome to the Truth News Network. Real quickly, before we get into our story, let me remind those of you that you've always logged in here using dnewman.org. You can still do that, but the new website is the Truth News Network, and the way to log in is www.truthnewsnet.org. Now, if you still use dnewman.org, it will immediately forward you to the Truth News Network website. Don't want to confuse you, and we're going to continue with that way for a long time so that nobody gets left out. Just want to remind you of that, and I'll do so every once in a while. But let's get right to today's story, the rules of politics. The rules of politics. How does that relate to baseball? You'll see in a moment. President Trump, at the Helsinki joint press conference with Russian President Putin, that press conference was after their private meeting. He set the world on fire by saying this, quote, "I can find no reason to disbelieve President Putin's denial of Russian meddling in our 2016 election." How could any U.S. president not throw Russians under the bus for disagreeing with U.S. intelligence officials? Because that's exactly what Putin did. In saying that, the president opened Pandora's box of a U.S. media feeding frenzy on all things Trump, like they needed another opportunity to open that box, right? Forget about the meat of the president's statement or any Helsinki accomplishments. The media have totally ignored the facts as we know them to focus on one thing and one thing only. Donald Trump is colluding with Russia. President Trump has on numerous occasions stated that he is certain the Russians have at least attempted to influence our elections and those of numerous other countries for many, many, many years, not just recently. But he, like many Americans, questions such meddling happened just as political pundits claim. And even if Russians did attempt to influence the elections, where is the proof of their doing so? Folks, intelligence, community, department heads saying that it's so without giving us evidence doesn't make me comfortable that it really happened. Should Americans in this political climate in which the credibility of all U.S. intelligence agencies have been called into question blindly accept everything those agency heads tell us? That's a silly suggestion, especially in light of the multitude of issues with American intelligence officials that have been exposed during the last year. Pretty tough to trust them, folks, right now. Hope that changes. Hope it changes quickly. The questioning of what those agencies tell us is against the rules of politics, apparently. That's what all on the left are telling us. Doing so is simply not in the political handbook that contains all those political rules. The rules. Who makes the rules in politics? Politicians and political hacks school us on what is and what isn't acceptable in American politics. Someone is always saying this or that is unacceptable when it comes to saying or doing something politically. But who knows for sure? But pay attention. Pay close attention here. Americans don't get caught napping when it comes to what our elected politicians are allowing and preventing to be included in political conversations within our government and about our government. After all, even though it is their government too, they still work for us. We should spend some time and energy figuring all this out to determine what really is happening. For sake of our conversation today, let's term the rules of politics simply the book. The use of that term comes from the decades-old use of an informal list of unspoken rules of baseball taken from a mythical book. And that's where baseball comes into our story today. We're going to get into it. You're going to like this. I think you will. Right after this, on the Truth News Network.
My son Casey was a bright, fearless 20-year-old with a boundless future ahead of him. But in the blink of an eye, he was gone. While out riding a skateboard, Casey fell. He was not wearing a helmet. Our whole family wishes he was. It could have saved his life. I'm Captain Kevin Raffelli of the San Mateo Police Department. Parents, encourage your kids to strap on a helmet every time they jump on a bike, scooter, or skateboard. Think of my son Casey and use your head. Put a helmet on. It could save your life.
A message from the Consumer Product Safety Commission.
Hey, Thirst, can I try out a few Coke Summer sound effects on you?
Yes!
Cool. You okay with this?
Yes!
And this?
Yes!
And what about this? Gotcha there, Thirst. That wasn't sound effects. That was a Coke.
I'm no longer thirsty.
You're so out of here.
Coca-Cola, open happiness.
Real news.
Without the spin.
The only place you'll find it is at TNN.
The Truth News Network.
At dnewman.org. Here's Dan Newman.
Let's just go ahead and dig in to the book. How about that? For decades, there have been situational, unofficial rules of things that are supposed to happen or things that are not supposed to happen in certain situations that arise during baseball games. Those unofficial rules come straight from the book. They're not written anywhere and certainly are not included in the baseball official rule book, but they're in the book. As an example, with a 3-0 count, that means three balls, no strikes, a batter is supposed to take the next pitch. Take in baseball means not to swing. With a runner at first and second base and no outs, a batter usually should bunt to move those runners over to second and third. That puts both of them in scoring position. Neither of those is really a rule, but both are in the book. And of course, there are times when what the book says to do is changed because of another situation that comes up during the game. What controls those changes? Aha, the book. If the book contained all the rules of political operations, we have some questions to ask. First of all, the most obvious one, who in the heck wrote the book? Who decided what was to be in the book and what is not in the book? When was the book written? Can any new rules be added to the book? Can we delete any old rules from the book that aren't applicable to today? Have any rules already been added or deleted from the book? If so, who had the authority to add, delete those from the book? Well, folks, you may think I'm nuts for posing these questions, but think about it. It is very obvious that someone is deciding what is appropriate, correct, and allowed to be part of our political system and our political discourse. Obviously, too, is that someone must decide what is not appropriate, what is not correct, and what is not allowed to be included in the book. I'm fairly certain there is no class at Yale, Harvard, Brown, Princeton, Columbia, or Penn with the title The Book, All Any Politician Wannabe Needs to Know About Politics. There may be one, but I kind of doubt it. There are, however, plenty of examples to illustrate the book and its mandates in action in politics. Want a few? How about Chuck Schumer, about Trump-Putin's meeting in Helsinki. This is a quote. And again, this is before his meeting. Trump should cancel his meeting with Vladimir Putin until Russia takes demonstrable and transparent steps to prove that they won't interfere in future elections, Schumer said in a written statement. Glad handing with Vladimir Putin on the heels of these indictments would be an insult to our democracy. Let's move on. Senators Elizabeth Warren, Cory Booker, and Jack Reed were among the others to echo this sentiment, with Warren urging Trump to, quote, cancel your ridiculous Putin summit and get your butt on a plane back to the United States. Go get them, Liz. It's not just Democrats either. John McCain piped in on Twitter, quote, President Trump must be willing to confront Putin from a position of strength and demonstrate there will be a price to pay for his ongoing aggression. If President Trump is not prepared to hold Putin accountable, the Helsinki summit should not move forward. I won't bother to quote all those from the left and the right who took little time to ramp up their nonstop attacks on the president for his hesitation in Helsinki to damn Putin in person for Russian meddling in the U.S. 2016 election. The president stated that in their private meeting in Helsinki before the public press conference that everybody's screaming about, he said that in that meeting he confronted Putin in dramatic and deliberate fashion about Russian meddling. I guess the book has different rules for when and how he should have done that. Who knows? Let's look at what the book has to say about things other than Russia, Vladimir Putin, or other political rules. For decades, Mr. Trump rallied against trade policies between the U.S. and China, the European Union countries, Canada, Mexico, and others, for years before he was even running for U.S. president. He accused China again and again of unfair trade practices fueled by their manipulation of Chinese currency for their benefit in trade agreements. In the past month, we've seen the president enact tariffs against these countries and several others to even the playing field for the U.S. on trade. Why not? The U.S. has paid hundreds of billions of dollars through the years in tariffs to other countries who simply want competitive advantages against America in trade. And our government has simply blinked while allowing their tariffs against us to go unpunished. Enter President Trump with reciprocal trade tariffs. His violation of the book brings Dems and Republicans out of the woodwork, damning the president for those practices. House Speaker Paul Ryan on Trump and tariffs violating rules from the book.
Yeah, I don't want to hamstring the president's negotiating tactics, but I've long said I don't think tariffs are the right way to go. I think there are legitimate, absolutely legitimate unfair trade practices, particularly by China, that we and our allies should be confronting. So that is important to point out that China does steal intellectual property. They do engage in unfair trade practices, which violate not just the spirit but the letter of the WTO standards that they agreed to play by years ago. So I think we're right to point that out. I just don't think tariffs are the right mechanism to do that. And I think Chairman Brady probably put it right this morning, which is he encouraged the president to sit down with Xi and work this out, and I think that's a good idea.
In doing so, saying what he said about the methods that President Trump is using regarding trade tariffs, Ryan goes against his own governor, Scott Walker, who has voraciously attacked Canadian tariffs against Wisconsin dairy farmers, which raised the price in Canada of a Wisconsin-produced gallon of milk by $2. $2 a gallon increase in price. Ryan obviously sticks close to the book. It's insanity, folks. I hate to overuse that word, But its use is so applicable today for so many things that happen in D.C. politics. Just look at the political happenings of the last few weeks. Think about this. Ask these questions with me. Did you hear any of the keepers of the book go after Hillary when she was Secretary of State for pushing that Russian reset button? Remember that? Did you hear any of the keepers of the book chastise Barack Obama when he, on that open microphone, sent word to Vladimir Putin that he would be in a much better position to negotiate with Vlad after O's re-election? Negotiate what? Did you hear any of the keepers of the book fuss about Bill Clinton's pocketing a reported $500,000 for one speech, just one speech in Moscow, immediately following the Uranium One sale of America's uranium stash to a Russian government-controlled entity? Or that while in Russia for that speech, Bill very quietly met with Vladimir Putin? Did you hear any of the keepers of the book demand the resignation of former Attorney General Loretta Lynch for that private meeting with Mr. Clinton on the tarmac at Sky Harbor Airport in Phoenix while Hillary was currently under FBI criminal investigation? I could go on and on with examples of the hypocrisy of the selective use of the book, but I think everybody gets it. The tragedy of this conversation is the sad revelation of who wrote the book, who keeps the book, and who adds and deletes rules from the book as they change from time to time, and who decides when changes are appropriate. You're certainly way ahead of me on that one. The book was written, is kept, it's maintained, it's edited by one group who somehow years ago won the title of keepers of the book. They're called Coastal Potomac Political Elitist. That group is not exclusive to Democrats and other liberals. There are plenty of rhinos, Republicans in name only, that number among those in that club, and also lots of never-Trumpers. By the way, I'm pretty sure John McCain numbers among that group. Yes, it's sad that such a group exists, and especially a group with no permission from their bosses. Who are their bosses? The American people. They have taken from us the rights of the determination of all the rules, guidelines, contents, and management of the book, the rules of American politics. But do you know what? It's only going to get worse until American voters take it back from them. How are we going to do that? There is only one way, and one way only. Vote them out of office. Our vote is our only ammunition. And you know what? Electing Donald Trump president was a start, just a start, but a really good start. That concludes today's story. Thank you so much for being here. We'll be back tomorrow at TNN.
So busy you don't have time for today's news on TV or newspaper?
Never fear.
TNN has your answer. Download TNN Podcast to your phone.
Catch up with the latest news
during your busy day. The Truth News Network.
TNN.
Only at dnewman.org.
What?
Real news.
Without the spin.
The only place you'll find it is at TNN.